This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Website, therealside.com. There's a chat room on the website, and you can hang out with Facebook friends, invite them in, bring people in, have them come see what I'm about this time. And also, you can always call in, 855-732-5536. Again, that's 855-732-5563. Anyways, my name is Dave Goss. You guys have heard me a little bit on the show earlier, if you were listening earlier. A few things that we're going to be discussing tonight are going to be the wildfires in California. There's been a little bit of false equivalence of why these are happening, and people tend to think that it has to do with global warming. That's not really how it's happening. There's actually people that are setting these fires, but we're going to get into that, and then also we're going to give some updates on the Ohio special election that happened on Tuesday. It hasn't been called yet. Still looking good for the Republicans, but still has not been called yet. And there's a little bit of craziness that went on as far as the Green Party candidate. And we're going to actually talk about Alyssa Milano for a little bit. And to finish it off, we're going to be talking about the Patriot Prayer. If you know about that, it's Joey Gibson's group. The Proud Boys, who was started by Gavin McGinnis, and the rallies that they've been doing. Or that the Proud Boys have been participating in, and that Joey Gibson have been putting on, and how is that affecting us as conservatives and just the right in general? But let's start off. I live here in California, and we burn down all the time. We're used to this at this point. People are trying to say that the wildfires that we have going on that have been happening for a few years that have been a lot more put in the news and a lot, people have been hearing about it a lot more. They're saying this is the new normal. It's not the new normal. This has been our normal for a long time. I'm 37 years old, and I remember in high school, and we had 8 fires going at once just in Santa Clarita. So this isn't what CNN is saying is, or the Los Angeles Times is saying is the new normal. Well, actually, the Los Angeles Times was saying that the new normal wasn't the fires, but that it's indeed connected to climate change, and global warming, which it's not. So first off, I'm going to tell you a little bit about these fires. We have, right now, there's 15 fires that we know of, although I think one more just started a little bit earlier, just over the hill from us. We're not in any danger, but like I said, we're always on fire. We're used to this. But the biggest one that we have right now is the Mendocino Complex Fire. And this one has reached up to it's about 304,000 acres. Just to give you an idea how big that is, that's larger than the city of Los Angeles. City of Los Angeles has, about 3 million people in it. And so this fire is big enough that you can easily fit 3 million people in it. I mean, Los Angeles is even bigger than New York. There's 8 million people in New York, so you can even fit that many people in there. So that's how big this fire is. There's been people that have been injured, and I believe that the second biggest fire, the Carr Fire, is where we have unfortunately had some deaths. We've had about 8 people pass away during fighting that fire. Because it's not just firefighters that are up there. It's also, there's linemen that go up to do repairs, and there's other people, there's other support that goes up. So I know there was an apprentice lineman, may he rest in peace, that passed away a couple days ago during this fire. But we also have the the Ferguson fire, which is kind of the big one that first started. It's about 95,000 acres, and that's up in Yosemite National Park. That's actually, they've closed Yosemite because of this. So we have these going on, and we have editorial boards of the Sacramento Bee and the Los Angeles Times telling us that these are a result of emissions from auto emissions that have been built up in the CO2 and carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. So then, I mean, they're really pushing this out. There's to quote the editorial board, this is climate change for real and in real time. We were warned that the atmospheric buildup of man-made greenhouse gases would eventually be an existential threat. Well, so that's nice and all that an editorial board is saying that, and that we have a journalist from the Los Angeles Times telling us that, that climate change and global warming is making this happen. But I'm more interested in what an environmental scientist has to say, because this is what they do. His name's Bob Zybak, and he's been talked to, and he's written quite a few things. Just to give you a little background on Bob, he has a PhD in environmental sciences from Oregon State University. He's joined the Heartland Universities or the Heartland Institute's Board of Policy Advisors. This guy knows what he's talking about, and he says that he feels like a broken record, because for decades he's been warning government officials that allowing these forests to overgrow and to get too big, that this is going to happen, that we're going to have these fires that are going to be getting out of control. What used to happen is they did what was called thinning, and we'd do logging, and we'd go and we'd cut down, and when we'd have these fires, they'd be much smaller. They'd go through. If you walk through an area that had burnt down or that had a fire, you wouldn't see it completely devastated. You'd see that it would go up about halfway up the trees, about 20 feet up the trees. You'd still see the branches up there, but it was much thinner. And then due to some legislation and some other unfortunate forestry changes, they stopped these practices, and that's when these fires really started getting out of control. Last year we had a fire that destroyed almost 7,700 structures. It was the Thomas fire out in Ventura, which is just down the way from us. So we're used to this. This isn't anything that's new to us, but nothing is being done to help us out, because environmental regulations and logging are making it worse. So we'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back from the break. We'll be here on the other side, and we'll be back shortly. Go out and check the website and go out of stations and times. And sorry, I'm completely losing it right now.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. questions, please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security, maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating, and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Leave it after dinner. Don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
Can't touch this.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Dave Goss. You can find us on Facebook. Well, actually, we might be having some issues with Facebook, but you can still find us on Twitter, YouTube, Vimeo, lots of other places. Make sure you check out the website, therealside.com. We're also there. Also, we have Android and Apple apps, so you can get the show anytime, anywhere, so you can listen to us on the go. Bringing you back in, when we last left off, we were talking about the fires here in California, and how everyone's trying to blame climate change and global warming on this. While bad fires still happen on state and private lands, most of these massive blazes are happen around lands that are managed by the U.S. Forestry Service and other federal agencies. So it's becoming kind of hard to blame these on global warming when we see that none of the thinning out is happening. Even in Oregon, it's not just California. It's the Northwest also. Oregon's dealing with about 13 fires right now themselves, and they're not getting any help from their government either with the legislation that's going on up there either. Sorry, I got a little tongue tied there. They're not getting any help either, and we're going to continue to see these fires. These are devastating fires. The biggest one almost hit some houses today, and we saw flames that were going up as high as 60, 70 feet right behind houses. So we're going to continue to deal with these issues, and we're not going to get anything done as long as we continue to worry about logging and thinking that it's bad for the environment. We're cleaning out when we do that. What's called thinning out, and it makes it so that the fires are more easily handled. The rash massive fires have reignited the debate over how best to handle these wildfires, and a lot of experts have agreed that fire suppression caused forests to become overgrown, and that is what happened. It got filled with dead wood and debris and easily ignites, and that's how they start. But also, one of the other issues is that these aren't necessarily being started by global warming. These are also how these are started is 95% of all fires of these fires are being started by humans, whether it's by an arsonist, which there was one that just was recently caught that started I believe it was the Cranston fire down here that evacuated 20,000 people, or a lot of the time the fire that's in Mendocino County is being blamed on a flat tire. I know that we have fires up here in Santa Cruz all the time along the 14 freeway that start because a car fire, someone gets a flat tire. So it's not that global warming is starting this. That's just the hysteria that they're trying to continue to push, that global warming is still a thing. They're wondering why Donald Trump is blaming everything but global warming, and that's exactly why, is because it's not happening, or climate change is how CNN says it. I don't want to say too many bad things about CNN since Joe's going to be there in a little bit, but they try to sit there and tell us that because we're getting it's getting warmer and it's getting hotter here that we're going to continue to see these fires. Like I said, we've been seeing these fires for about 20 years, and to continue to try to say that something has changed in the climate that's making it worse is, when you've lived here and you've seen it, it's kind of hard to agree with them. It's very easy to disagree with them. So hopefully we get these fires out sooner than later. They're getting a good grip on the big one up north of Mendocino, the Mendocino Complex one. We're going to get some, they're starting to get some on the car fire, which is actually where the deaths have happened, unfortunately. And we have a few more that, like I said, we have about 15 that are going in California right now and 13 up in Oregon. So it's just what we're used to. In the Midwest, they get tornado warnings. They're used to those. In California, we also have earthquakes. We're used to those. Although we haven't had a big one in a while. That's what's kind of worrying me. We haven't had a big one in a while. The last big one we had was, for Southern California, was the 94 earthquake. And is that climate change too? Is that why we haven't had earthquakes? Is because of climate change? So I'm a little worried about that, because once that one hits, then we're going to be in some trouble. But I'm sure that they'll find a way to blame Trump for the earthquake. He'll somehow have caused this. And when he comes out and says that it was a natural disaster, they'll say there's nothing natural about it, even though then when the 94 earthquake hit, it was completely natural under Bill Clinton. Excuse me. But wherever you live in the country, you're going to have something that's going on. You live in there's some sort of something that happens. We just in California, we just tend to burn, and then we get a little bit of rain, which causes mudslides, and then we have heat. And earthquakes. So we're the ones that kind of get the short end of the stick, and what's the most expensive place to live. if you want really cheap houses, you go live in Tornado Alley in Oklahoma. because you're going to be rebuilding your house once every 2 or 3 years. But if you want to live in the ocean, live by the ocean, and have all these places where you live in, with all these risks, then you can come on over here, because they're gonna, you know, not only do we have that, but now we're gonna have needles and human feces on the ground too. So we're just gonna add on to all the great things that we have going on here in California. And but that's why we're really hoping that we can get a change over here in California too. And we really need it really bad. That's why we're really going for John Cox. We talked about this on the last hour a little bit. Travis Allen was a little too ahead of his time for his for him being as excited as he was. But you know, if we get some changes out here, we get the red wave going, which is what I think we can really get going here, especially with Prop 6 repealing the gas tax. We're getting a lot of people who aren't going to vote, and then they can start re-implementing things that are going to make it so that once we start having these fires, that they're not as disastrous. Because, you know, people don't want to get evacuated. We have horses. Me and my wife have a horse, and whenever there's a fire, which at her parents' house, which is just up the freeway, well, the one thing we have to worry about is how are we going to evacuate the horse and where are we going to take it. So there's a lot of things that go on that we have to think about with these disasters. And we're not getting any help because everyone thinks that they're saving the forest by not thinning it out, by not cutting down on the brush. You know, the brush isn't even you're supposed to have these brush zones, and you don't even see a lot of those enforced in some areas. So it gets pretty difficult to try to be positive about living in California. So, but I know I was born and raised here, and I love it, and I'm going to continue to fight for it because that's the only way that change is going to happen, and that's being active. And when you're active, when you participate in these elections are going on, volunteer helping for a campaign, doing what you need to do to be proactive to try to make a change, then you're doing more than just shouting on Facebook, which is what most people do, especially the left. Anyways, on the next hour, the next half hour, we'll be talking a little bit more about the Ohio special election, and then the Proud Boys and Patriot Prayer. We'll be back soon.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. California Senator Kamala Harris is calling for more federal funds to prevent future wildfires, saying they've caused billions of dollars in damage in recent years.
What we want is that they will have the resources that are dedicated to dealing with active fires, and they will have the resources to deal with the prevention piece, as opposed to having to dip into one fund to do both.
She made her comments after visiting an evacuation center in Lake County, California. The Republican primary for governor in Kansas remains too close to call between incumbent Governor Jeff Collier and Trump-endorsed Secretary of State Kris Kobach. Collier says if he loses, he will support Kobach.
We want a Republican governor to win here in Kansas. It's about making sure that these Republican values, that's the important thing to me.
The close GOP primary race between the two took a turn Thursday, with discrepancies discovered between unofficial results from the county and the state levels. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago.
Side with Joe Messina. I am your guest host, Dave Goss. You can find us, well, you could find us on Facebook if they weren't messing around with us, but you can still find us on Twitter, YouTube, Vimeo, lots of other platforms. Especially check us out on the website, therealside.com. We also have Android and Apple apps, so Facebook's not working for you. Just go ahead, cruise on over to your iTunes or Google Store. Go ahead and download the app and listen to us there. You can also interact with the chat rooms, which we always enjoy. So when we left, we talked about the wildfires, and we're pretty much done with those. What I really want to get into next is the Ohio special election that happened on Tuesday. So this was very interesting to watch. I had never seen a race that was so close that I could watch in real time. And I've sat there and I literally was just hitting refresh, 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 refresh over and over, just waiting for these new numbers to come in. And at the end of the day, so far, Balderson had won. The Republican had won. But then they went all L.A. County on us and said, oh, we have uncounted votes that we just found. Now, we in LA County dealt with this in our primary, and it was very, very annoying. We didn't know who had won. There's candidates that were held in limbo, and that's what's going on right now. All of a sudden, they come out and they say, oh, by the way, we have 588 uncounted votes, and that's just in one suburb of Columbus. And then all of a sudden, they come out and they say, oh, we have more votes over here that aren't uncounted. Oh, we have more votes over here that are uncounted. And now we're up to about, I think that's about 1,600 votes. When Balderson had won, guys, quote unquote won. I'm not calling a race. I'm not official. I can't do that yet. But when Balderson had come out in the lead at the end of the precinct's reporting, he had 0.9% margin of victory. Now in Ohio, if you're 0.5% or under in your margin of victory or your margin of loss, then an automatic recount is triggered. So what we're looking at right now is I do not believe that Balderson will lose They still have a bunch of provisionals. They have about like 4,000 provisionals to go through, from what I understand, if I remember correctly. But they have about and then also some mail-in votes that they need to go through also. So I think altogether is about 6,400 votes. But I'm not sure if that's going to be enough to swing it all the way, because those are obviously going to be split. It's not going to be all one-sided for one or the other candidate. Plus, you also have the Green Party guy in there, which I'm going to get to him a little bit later. He's a piece of work. But I believe that this is going to go. Balderson's either going to win or he's going to have enough of a lead to continue to have the more votes, but go into a recount, and then I believe that he'll win after that. I do believe that this is a win for the GOP, but it's also a tough win because this is a historically held red seat. We should have won this easily. This shouldn't have been this close. And that, I don't feel that it's indicative of what's going to happen in November, because this is a special election. It's not the second Tuesday in November, of an even year. So I don't believe that this is indicative of what we're going to see across the country. I think that, cause this is also, and only this is for 5 months. This is only for 5 months that they're going to hold the seat. But since we're going to go into so much, with trying to figure out who actually won this, it's probably only going to be about 4 months, 4 months or 3 months. But, so it wasn't a huge, big deal. So, I mean, if I was out there, yeah, I'd want to go vote, but if I didn't make it, I wouldn't have been real mad at myself. I wouldn't have tried extra hard to get to this election. Whereas I definitely tried extra hard to get to our primaries here in California and LA County, even though I'm not really sure if my vote's counted or not. But I think in November there's going to be a much bigger turnout, and I think Troy's going to win. Troy Balderson is going to win by a much larger margin. But let's get to the Green Party candidate. Now this guy, I'm trying to remember his name. His name was Joe Manchin. And this gentleman received 1,127 votes, and I have no idea how. This guy, on an interview, couldn't even remember his own campaign website address. I'm not sure what it was. I never really went and looked at it, but this is also the same guy who on his Facebook profile has said, originally came to planet Earth from a planet orbiting a star in the Pleiades star cluster located in the constellation of Taurus. So this guy does not even believe that he is from Earth. That is Mr. Manchin, who took 1,127 votes and possibly cost O'Connor the victory in Ohio. And it blows my mind that people will actually, I mean, I want to believe that these are all joke votes. I want to believe that this is somebody that's like, have you seen this guy? Have you seen this guy? This guy, he believes he's from outer space. Let's go vote for him. Let's just see. I want to believe, but there's other people that have other theories on why he received 1,127 votes. And we have one of our favorite failed, she was a good actress, when she was a kid, but she's a failed political activist, Alyssa Milano. Now, Alyssa Milano believes that those 1,127 votes came from Russian meddling. I am so over the Russian meddling thing. They're not going and voting. And they're not going out and convincing people to go vote for a guy that believes he's from outer space. This is absolutely ridiculous that she would believe that the Russians tricked people into voting for the Green Party. There's people that are going to vote for the Green Party. There's people where I live, there's people in places that I used to live that would vote strictly for the Green Party. Ralph Nader was a thing for a reason, because there's people that would actually vote for the Green Party. So to believe that the Russians had anything to do with getting votes for the Green Party is ridiculous. I think that they would, if there was Russian meddling, as far as she's concerned with the way that she's portrayed herself as a Democrat, wouldn't you believe that they would be meddling on Balderson's side to try to get him more votes? But also, why would he need to do that in a seat that's basically gone uncontested red for so long? So she has lost it, but she does bring up a good point, and I think it's something that we've all heard and something that we should really consider, and that is voter ID. If the Russians are meddling so much, then we need voter ID, and she agrees. She thinks that there needs to be some sort of legislation going on to get us into where we actually can count who's who's voting. That we don't have, I believe it's a county in Georgia that actually has 267 registered voters and 627 votes. Somehow, three times as many people are voted in that, or everybody voted three times. But we need to really stop this. And so I'm really happy to see a Democrat be on our side about this. To see somebody that is so politically active, although failed politically active, but so politically active that really wants to see the integrity brought back to our voting system. Because we know here in LA County, we know we need that. And apparently they need that up in the 12th district, I believe it was in Ohio, where they ran. We know that apparently we need it up there too. And, you know, yes, the 12th district. And we're going to need a little more integrity, throughout the entire nation when it comes to voting, especially in heavily blue areas. Cause those seem to be the ones that have the issues. And, you know, go figure, if you can't win, try to cheat them, right? But when Republicans win, then we win. But when Republicans win, Democrats lose, and Democrats say that we somehow stole it. But when they win fair and square. But, you know, just like all the people wearing the spoiler alert, Hillary wins, and they were all telling us that, oh, when Hillary wins, all they're going to say is that it's rigged. But then as soon as Trump won, then it became rigged by the Russians. Sure. So no matter what the Republicans do, no matter what the conservatives do, no matter what the us on the right of things do, we're always going to win with a caveat, according to the Democrats. But when the Democrats win, they win fair and square, and it's because they have better values or something. I mean, they'll tell you one reason or another. But a lot of people actually do believe that this guy was the spoiler, that this Manchin was the spoiler. So, but when we come back, we are going to be talking about Patriot Prayer, Proud Boys, and rallies. Do these help the right? Do these hurt the right? Does it help or hurt free speech? We'll talk about that when we come back.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. Newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. Newcar99.com.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
Well, I'm not Joe Messina, but we are back on the real side with Joe Messina. My name is Dave Goss, guest host for this last hour. And you can find us on Facebook when Facebook's working, Twitter, YouTube, and Vimeo, plenty of other places, especially the webpage, therealside.com. We also have Android and Apple apps, so you can take us around with you anywhere you're going, on your jog, morning walk, Anytime you want, you're doing anything in the house, you can just listen to us. If you don't have access to a radio, you can always use your phone. Anyways, in this last segment, we're going to be talking about the Proud Boys, Patriot Prayer, and rallies. So, for those of you that don't know, I'm going to go through this real quick. There's a gentleman named Joey Gibson. Joey Gibson started what's called Patriot Prayer. Patriot Prayer holds these rallies to support the First Amendment, which is great. That's great that they're doing this. There's a lot of Trump supporters there, and it's usually met with contention from Antifa. So these happen. They're in Portland, Oregon. He's done one. He's done one in Seattle. He's gone down to San Francisco, but he's mostly been happening in Portland. So the problem is that you can't control who comes to these rallies. So if you're going out there and you're supporting free speech, which I 100% behind, I would go out there and support it with you. But there's people that show up that just want to fight. They go there for the act of, I want to go punch a communist. Or, on the other side, people showing up for, I want to punch a quote-unquote Nazi, because that's what they think we all are. I'm very torn on these. But we do have a caller calling in, Matt Funicello, who is going to chime in on this also. Matt, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Matt.
What's up?
So, we're talking about Patriot Prayer. I'm going to get into Proud Boys in a little bit. We only have about 10 minutes, so and the rallies, and if the rallies are helpful. What is your take on this, on Patriot Prayer, Proud Boys, and these rallies?
I'm kind of torn on them, like you are. I think the Patriot Prayer, I think, gets a bad rap. I mean, Joey Gibson, you know, everybody likes to quote the Southern Poverty Law Center and everything like that. Even the Southern Poverty Law Center doesn't even list him as a hate group. In fact, they've reported that on video he's shouted from stages, you know, F white supremacists and F neo-Nazis, and there's videos of them kicking out guys who are, you know, white supremacists and everything like that from there. They don't want to have anything to do with them. So I fully support them because
they
don't come out there looking for a fight.
Right, and the SPLC, the most that they've ever portrayed him as is as trolling the Pacific Northwest. The SPLC does not list Patriot Prayer as a hate group, nor do they list Gibson as an extremist.
Right. In fact, Gibson's actually more of a moderate libertarian, because, I mean, his views on you know, like immigration and everything like that are actually kind of moderate compared to quote unquote alt-right. You know, views on it, you know, where they want to, the people on the far right want to say, yeah, close the borders and all that stuff, or he's not even for that at all. So the fact that, you know, they give groups like that a mislabel of the alt-right is just pretty sad. I couldn't say the same thing about the Proud Boys.
Right.
You know, they probably do a lot more harm than good, but, you know,
I think the Proud Boys, I'm not there. It's very difficult with them. I've done a lot of research on them, and I've seen two different sides of it. I've seen, you know, there's guys that want to go out there that just want to go punch people. I'm 100% against that. There's other guys go ahead.
No, I was agreeing with you.
Oh yeah, there's other guys that are part of this that aren't violent, but just see it as what Gavin McGinnis really wanted it to be, just a fraternity of men being proud to be men, just that were working together and were proud to be boys, Proud Boys. That's where they come from. But these guys show up at rallies a lot too. We saw there was a couple months ago that there was a Proud Boy. I forget his name, but we saw one of the anti-fascists come at him with a pipe. And this guy is a pretty big built guy, and he pushes away the pipe twice, and then he hits this gentleman, and he goes dead fish.
You know what? One of the biggest things, though, too, that really gets me, though, is even the Proud Boys. I mean, yes, you have fringe groups or fringe individuals that kind of orientate or take over a kind of a group think, whatever. But they come out and they flat out say, "We're not here to start a fight. We'll defend ourselves, but we're not here to start a fight." You know, and the same could be said across the board with Patriot Prayer. They're not there to start a fight. It's the other side that's looking for a fight. And it's proven time and time again.
And a lot of the time that these guys go out and look for these fights, they're either trying to hurt or they're trying to incite violence from the other side, trying to say, look, that the Patriot Prayer side or the Proud Boy side is the violent side. There was even in L.A., there was a place called The Griffin, a bar that the Proud Boys are no longer allowed to go to. And they showed up there. They just wanted to go have a drink one night. And
they didn't do anything.
Yeah, the community organizers who volunteer with the L.A. Anti-Gentrification Organizations and the Democratic Socialists of America Los Angeles chapter decided to, they heard that that these Proud Boys were there and decided to show up. So they didn't even need to be there. But they decided, we're going to go show up because they felt it was their moral obligation to protect the other patrons in this bar from the Proud Boys.
Yeah, the mindset of the alt-left and, you know, groups like Antifa or By Any Means Necessary, those groups are straight up for causing violence, committing criminal acts. They're not there to demonstrate at all. And
right.
It's kind of disingenuous for them to say that they are, because they're not. They're there to
right.
start a fight, plain and simple.
They're basically proud chauvinists is what the Proud Boys are. Although
right.
the Proud Boys have been classified by the SPLC as a hate group, but the SPLC, anything that they tend to not
exactly.
like,
yeah.
they kind of...
I take that with a grain of salt.
Always. The SPLC
yeah.
And the ADL. But... So these guys showed up to a bar and the first goal for the Democratic Socialists was to talk with the bar staff and ask them to escort the Proud Boys out. But so anyways, it turned into this whole big thing. It ended up being a fight and an unneeded one because the Proud Boys hadn't done anything. But real quick, we only got about a couple minutes left, so I want to jump into the rallies that are held and the marches. Now, in my opinion, there are marches like and rallies like the March for Our Rights rally, stuff
right.
like that, that where we're going out, we're saying we're going to defend our Second Amendment right.
Right.
Patriot Prayer goes out and does these... Their rallies are more around supporting the First Amendment. And then there's other rallies that I don't even know why people are having them. There's just rallies to have rallies. There's the people
yeah,
that... And so what do you think that this is helping the right and the conservative side of things, or do you think this makes us look bad?
No, I think getting out there and having a rally with a specific goal and a specific mission orientation, it's good. And we need to have more of them because, the media tends to only cover, a left rally or a rally that's, associated with leftist goals or, I wouldn't say leftist goals, but, Democratic goals or liberal goals or something like that. And we tend to get tossed under the, under the rug kind of thing, like we don't exist or anything like that. No, we need to keep that, keep doing them. Get out there, demonstrate, show that we actually care.
Yeah, and I think, but one of the things that really needs to be done for the right, because on the left, let's say, they recently just had, the Keep the Family Together rallies.
Mm-hmm.
And they had these rallies 2 weeks after Trump signed the executive order to keep families together. Now, the reason why they're saying, the justification was, well, the families still aren't together, so we're having these rallies. Well, the families aren't together because they're making sure they're not putting these kids back in the hands of human traffickers and adults that don't necessarily belong that the kid belongs to.
They're framing the message how they want to portray it, even though they know
right.
they're wrong.
And so, and well, from a higher up, person that works on a Democratic campaign that I know, I said, well, why are they having these rallies? And he said basically what I just said. And I said, well, they're trying to figure out how to put them back together. He says, I know that, you know that, but the people at the rallies don't know that. And
exactly.
So I think that it's for rallies that we're going to be having on the right, we need to make sure there's a clear message that we're not trying to deceive. We're not trying to deceive the people that are there, because
that's what the
left is doing.
Exactly. That's the main difference between a quote unquote leftist rally and a quote unquote rightist, if you will, rally. We have a clear cut message. We have facts to back up that message, and we have a clear cut path forward. Whereas a leftist rally, they don't. It's misinformation. It's disingenuous. It's just like the March for Our Lives thing. Well, we don't want to take your guns, but you interview everybody there at that rally. Yeah, we want to take your guns. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's no clear message.
Right. And do you think that? Well, actually, we're about out of time. Matt, I really appreciate you calling in and discussing this with me. I will hopefully be listening in the future and keep listening to the show. I'm Dave Goss. I'm filling in for Joe Messina. He will be back tomorrow and every day. Check out the website for stations and times. You can check us out at Conservative Action Group, and have a great rest of your day. God bless.